Well, be a second down and 10. The ball still is at the 20-yard line.
This season, Mitchell Orr against Savannah, and their win against the Savages, completed 11 of 23 passes for 130 yards. Against Lafayette, he completed 6 of 11 passes for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns. Granger, the running back, gets the call. He gets some good running room up the middle, crossing the 25 of Smithville to the 26, where he's met by Kyle Ross and brought down. Granger against Savannah. Carried the ball 22 times for 96 yards and 1 touchdown. His best rushing performance so far this season was against Benton, Chillicothe's next opponent. He had 16 carries against the Cardinals for 193 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Ross on the tackle there. Ross is the leading tackler for the Hornets. He's way ahead of everybody in tackles.
Gesling wide to the left with another receiver. Orr goes back to pass, throws. It's to Hartman, his favorite receiver. Hartman catches it and is brought down by Tanner Lent near the first down marker at the Smithville 30. And they're going to immediately move the chains upfield as Smithville moves left to right on your radio dial, looking to get to the south end zone for their first score. 0-0 the score right now, though, here in Smithville between Chillicothe and the Warriors of Smithville. I was kind of surprised Smithville's huddled up on this first drive here, Butch. I figured they were a no-huddle offense. They have been in the past. Three wide receivers to the right. He throws to Benbow, who is caught in the backfield by number one, Brett Schaefer. He was able to slice and dice through the two other receivers
right there
and get in there nicely.
Trying a little screen there, and instead they lost about 4 yards thanks to Brett.
Sophomore good. Against sophomore
yeah,
there, Butch.
Good play there. It's going to bring up second and 14.
Second and 14. Ball now sitting at the Smithville 27-yard line. Hartman wide to the right, I formation in the backfield. Granger the deep back. Orr, delay handoff, goes to Granger, and he's brought down at the 28-yard line. Well short of the first down as the senior Vincent Moore brings down Granger.
We're at third down and 12 now as the Chillicothe defense is doing a good job here. They got to tighten their chin straps up here on this third down situation.
4 minutes remain.
See if they can't make a stop.
4 minutes remain here in the first quarter. 0-0 the score. Benbow wide to the right. Gensling wide to the left. Orange shotgun formation. Looking for Gensling. He throws it down the east sidelines. Incomplete near the 50-yard line. Coverage applied by Nick Duncan.
Good coverage that time by Duncan, and Smithville be in a punting situation now as it's 4th and 12. Great defense that time by Duncan.
Orr just kind of threw that up for grabs, Butch.
Yeah, he did.
Gensling is 6'4", 180 pounds. He figured he'd be able to go up against the shorter Duncan there, but no dice. Avilas is in punt formation, standing back at his own 14 in deep snap formation. He gets a clean snap. Punts it off, almost blocked by Garcia. It's caught by Lent, and he's brought down immediately at the Hornet 41-yard line. Check that. That was Munson, the sophomore, who was tackled by Brendan Fuller.
Well, that was a pretty brave catch right there by Munson. glad that he caught it, but was a little nervous there as the ball is at the 41-yard line of the Hornet. So,
you know, Butch,
he's got decent field position.
I'm really glad, though, he had the guts to catch
that. Oh, I know.
That ball could have been rolling down the field.
That's right. And who knows where it would have ended up. Yeah, that's a great play there in this ball game, is that gives Chillicothe decent field position.
Lent will be wide to the right. Baker and Ross split in the backfield. First and 10 for the Hornets on their second drive at their own 41. Pitch out goes to Baker. Tries to get a block from Ross. He gets it. Crosses the Hornet 25. Tries to get to midfield, but he's going to be pushed out of bounds near the 47. Cole Justice on the tackle for Smithville's defense.
That's going to bring up a second down and 4. As Chillicothe picks up 6 on that play, and they got the ball at the 47-yard line of the Hornets.
Baker has over 700 rushing yards in his Hornet career as he came into tonight's game. So far, looking to be the feature back against Smithville. Here's a handoff to Ross, and the senior lowers his head and fights forward to midfield, short of the first down by about a yard. Tackle made by Brian Boyd. Kyle Ross has three 100-yard rushing performances this year. In August, the first game of the season against Marshall, he had 173 yards. On September 11th, he had 109 yards against Cameron. And on September 18th, he had one of the most historic rushing performances that night in Hornets history, 267 yards against LeBlanc. And Ross gets it again. He gets the first down as he fights his way up the east sidelines and goes out of bounds in Smithville territory. Down to the 47 he goes. Jake Boyd on the tackle.
Clock's down to 2:21 as he goes out of bounds. The clock will stop. Chillicothe's got it first and 10 at the 48-yard line of Smithville. They're moving the football again.
Butch, the clock continues to run over here, buddy. What's going on here in Smithville?
He went out of bounds.
Yeah. I agree with you. Three backs in the backfield as they have to hurry as the clock runs. Baker, the other senior in the backfield, gets it. It is tripped up short of, we're going to give him a half yard as he was able to get across the line of scrimmage. D.J. Brown on the tackle. It'll be second and 9.5 yards to go at the Smithville 47-yard line.
Must be a collegiate clock operator or pro, because that's how they do it in the pros. Once the ball's set, they start the clock again when it goes out of bounds.
Baker wide to the right, Lent wide to the left. Ross all by his lonesome in the backfield. Quickly, Snyder goes back to pass, and quickly he goes down. Sacked by Donovan Todd, no relation to the former Richard Todd of the Jets. But he was brought down, and the ball now will be placed at the Chillicothe 49-yard line. Costly, costly sack there applied against the Hornet offense.
That's going to put the ball back at the Hornet 49-yard line and bring up a third down, and I'm going to call it 13.
Now under 1 minute remaining in this first quarter. Three wide receivers set up to the right, one to the left. That's Wagner Chapman. Shotgun formation. Here comes the blitz. Snyder unloads. It's caught by Garcia at the 44. He turns upfield, but is quickly brought down by Orr. So it'll be fourth down as we're now under 40 seconds remaining in the quarter. Fourth down and 5 for the Hornets. And Chillicothe is going to look to punt this ball away again.
Yeah, a long count here won't help you because it's a long 5, and your penalty will not give you the first down. So
Baker doing the punting chores this tonight. He's in deep snap formation back at the Hornet 46. Here's the punt, no pressure. Punts it over to the east sidelines, and it goes out of bounds from our vantage point near the 15-yard line. The referee is going to mark it right there as he comes up from the end zone. And there's now 10.8 seconds remaining first quarter. These two teams entering tonight's game, 5-2, identical records, and right now they have an identical score on the scoreboard at 0-0.
Well, Chillicothe's defense has got to do their thing again, just like they did on that first possession of Smithville, and see if they can't get the ball back to the Hornet offense. As the ball is at the 15-yard line of Smithville.
Gensling will be wide to the left. Hartman wide to the right. I formation in the backfield. Granger gets the call. Granger's caught in the grasp of the big bear. That's Walker Graves, and he slings him down finally after two spins at the 10-yard line. I thought they were figure skating there for a while there, Butch. They went around in circles twice.
A loop-de-loop of some kind.
And that's the final play of this first quarter here in Smithville, Missouri, as the score remains 0-0 between Chillicothe and Smithville. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.